It's the gorgeous Toya K on Namibia's Heart and Soul. I don't know. It's because you showed me a picture of her now, dude. I'm just here tripping over my words here.
Something just, about her woman.
You know what, Ne?
Do you know what?
May I even add, Ne? Even after yesterday's conversation with Osi Jamila,
mm-hmm.
maybe it's just something about Namibian women.
Mm-hmm.
Just.
But yeah, Jamila also has her in her. So.
Aye, how up? Was that Buckley?
don't start
the conversation now. We are the most beautiful women. That's just Alice Buckley.
Okay.
Because Tamara women. Hello.
You know what, Namibian women? We're not doing this to our ladies.
You see?
Yeah.
7:52 right now. Let's check a look at your roads.
It's the Fresh FM Road Report.
Alrighty, let's see what is happening on your roads for this hour. Now, be reminded because you are on the road. Be reminded that because you are on the road this morning, you are eyes and ears. Be sure to keep us updated as to what is happening on the roads this morning. If you're finding yourself in the western suburb areas, be it Katutura, Kumasdal, and so forth, it seems like Florence Nightingale and Andrew Kloppers Street is totally off this morning. And then also, if you're finding yourself in the central business district areas and city south, that is, it has been reported at this hour that Julius Nyerere and Armstrong is flashing on red. So please be mindful as you're approaching this intersections.
That was the Fresh FM Road Report. All the freshest content from our Fresh FM personalities on freshfm.com.na.
7:53 right now on Namibia's Heart and Soul. We're discussing the situation with the champions, African stars, the current champions, who have seemingly also qualified for the CAF Champions League, and they will be competing in the CAF Champions League as confirmed by the club. We just had a conversation with Abuti Salomon Hay. He clarified a couple of things, but it's also good to hear from the subject matter himself. That's a coach, Bakera. Coach,
yes, Omesh.
Good morning. How's your morning, Buta?
Good morning, and good morning to all the listeners of Fresh FM. I made it to the national team now. I guess we're talking to the friends of Fresh FM. I'm now.
Yeah, I know. Urimovie AP. Coach, Urimovie AP, man.
Now, but you know, Coach Bakera, we've been debating about. You know, in our circles, in our football circles, we've been, debating whether there was a need to bring in a different coach while you won the league last time out. And obviously, you know, people have different opinions. And we just had a conversation with Abuti Salomon Hay. He explained that your qualifications was perhaps the stumbling block. So perhaps let's start there, Abuti Coach Bakera. Do you have plans on improving those your current qualification to the CAF A license?
Yes, definitely. I think initially, me going to Zambia, it was planned to improve my education so that we can now come far in terms of CAF regulation. And unfortunately, yes, this CAF diploma that I did, it's much in terms of content. It touches the old A license and some of the pro. So that being in terms of education, I think all of us must follow that rule. And but definitely the next step is to make.
Yeah, Coach, I'm sorry to cut you off, Ne. Let's give you a call back. I don't know. It's like we can't hear you properly. I don't know if it's your line or maybe the network. So maybe let's just try to call you back. Just hold on, hey?
Okay.
All right, yeah. Because, I mean, I think it is definitely important that we hear his voice on the matter. So let's just give him a call back. And hopefully we are going to catch exactly what it is that he's saying. So you say, Coach.
Maybe Coach is also on the farm right now. Maybe just resting a bit. Just
I know he was training yesterday.
Oh, okay. It was a training. Yeah. Oh, okay. Coach Bakera, can you hear us?
I can hear clearly. I don't know.
Yeah, we hear you well, Mara. I don't know Shamutu Mombe Vieja, Mara Hingira ka Kombanda ka Titi. There we go.
Okay.
Okay, so you do have plans to improve it.
Yeah.
The chair Salomon, he said that There's also a time period in between where you have to now wait for the next workshop to be staged. Now, in the meantime, you obviously will be working with Abudi Prince, the mastermind, as you guys are calling the coach.
Yeah.
Have you guys sit down? Did you guys ever sit down, the two of you? Did you plan the road ahead? And what was the feel like?
Yeah, look, you know, one good thing is you get to work with somebody that has such an experience. It should be you as a coach. You should grasp that, you know. So we have said, and I think already the hierarchy of the club, we said and we made sure that you know all the grey areas are covered, and we understood the vision, because the vision is for the team.
Yeah,
you
absolutely.
Know? And the objective is to win the to make sure that we qualify for Champions League group stage. So we're all into that boat. And if we get more ammunition, if we get somebody with more experience, I mean, we welcome you with all our
You know, I mean, your spirit of welcoming is, I think, it's something that we can all learn from, isn't it?
It's commendable, actually.
It's commendable, because one would think, you were in the dugout, you were the chief, you were the main man, and here comes another gentleman now, you know, to come take over, and now you have to move away. But you are embracing it. You are saying, no, listen, the man is experienced. The man, at the end of the day, no one is bigger than the club, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And Bakera, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear.
Yes, and I think also maybe because, obviously, if you also want more for yourself, you would even embrace that even more, seeing that now Bakere is on the journey of, obviously, when he got his CAF B license, and now he's obviously going to go into the A license and so forth. And there's a lot that you can learn from this man, who's clearly, like, his portfolio and credentials actually speak for itself, hey? But how excited are you for the CAF League's champions, Bakera?
Yes, I think, our initial objective when we started the league, primary objective was to qualify for the league. Our secondary objective was to win the league, because that was the ticket that had to take us to qualify. Now that we are here, I think now that we are here, so that whatever happens, we are not going to say, what if we did this, what if we did that. And we make sure that we say we have done what we could have done, you know, come at the end of the day. So the preparations, everything, the ambitions that the club is also having, the support, I think it's massive. And it has always been massive since day one when I started with the league. So we continue, and I think with all the support, and I have always indicated this, that this is not an African person. This is the whole nation. When African stars participating in this CAF Champions League is representing the whole nation. So all of us have to be behind African stars, so that we can make sure that finally we have an Armenian club in the group stage of Champions League. And who knows, maybe further even.
Absolutely.
You know what? And that's why we're having this conversation, because, you know, we also got a lot of questions of, why African stars? Why? It's because African Stars is going to represent the country.
Absolutely.
And we are huge patriots on Fresh Breakfast. Coach Bakera, thank you so much. We appreciate you. We wish you all the best. That's for the CAF endeavor, as well as the new season that's coming up.
You're welcome. And thank you so much. And have a blessed
day. All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is a song for December. Whenever, wherever.